May the Lord increase us in bringing His comfort to the poor and sharing the good news of the Gospels. Amen. Mother Claire began, I have been a bit overwhelmed lately and not praying as I need to. Our Lady was very gracious to come to us at this prayer meeting and offer her assistance. She also encouraged us that as a community we were pleasing to her. She began speaking, Take my hand, hold me close, and I will remind you to be praying more. Simply reach out for my hand because I long to take hold of your hand and help you focus on my son. Really and truly, I do mean this. I wish to assist you in the business of the day, and even when you are at a loss as to what is next. Many times the enemy tries to intercept our will for you, and you have great difficulty knowing what to do next. I wish to relieve you of that burden, Claire. There is so much for you to do. There truly is. And it's not all about writing or music. You have some time to get things done. Not much at all. But I don't want you to stop producing and just waiting. Rest in Him, but do not be inactive. We wish to keep you from frantic work. That opens the door for the enemy when you rush. Rather gently, humbly, pursue the next thing set before you. And when that is completed, move to the next. Each day has its own assignments, and it is good for you to get them done. I want to help facilitate for you and keep you moving. As far as the community goes, each must be preparing their hearts, and especially at night, do a review of the day and repent for your failures. It is most important for you to be clean before the Lord when He comes. There are many things that slip right by you without you taking note of them. I will try to draw your attention to them so that you can improve day by day. As you become cleaner in your heart and mind, you will see and hear more clearly in the Spirit. I know you all long for this gift. It is there for the taking when you purify yourselves with the aid of Holy Spirit. This is such a beautiful group. It truly is. And I find my joy in coming to you. I wish for the whole world to know how to prepare for what is coming, how to be clean before your Savior. If you pay attention to the movement of the Spirit, in your heart you will feel gentle conviction. Then in that moment, it is wise for you to step aside and repent for your actions. Stay clean, my children. Stay clean. He loves to dwell in a clean heart. Oh, how He loves the clean heart. The beauty of these moments with Holy Spirit is the intimacy you are building by faithfully repenting of those things that are not in the best interest of holiness. Soon you will become so very clean, and in the Spirit you will indeed sparkle. How lovely is the garden dedicated strictly to Jesus. The flowers do not fade, yet they give forth fragrances that are intoxicating, even to the angels. It is quite a beautiful thing when a soul corresponds to the graces given and becomes more and more holy. The seeds are given and planted to enrich your garden. When you tend them with care, they come to blooming and fruition as you water them with good works and amendment of behavior in order to please Him. Oh, my dear ones, I am so excited for you. Heaven awaits all of you. And what glory will fall upon you as you finish your earthly course, which seems so mundane, but it is in truth a great work of holiness. Remember, as a religious, and that's a term for a consecrated soul living apart from world values, often in a monastery or as hermits. Remember, as a religious, your deeds are magnified over and over again. When you do something as insignificant as cleaning the floor, graces are released, and especially to your loved ones and those who are most in need at the time. It is a wonder that accompanies the total commitment of your life to Christ. Those who withhold their lives from complete devotion to His will are to be pitied, because the treasures stored up for them in heaven will be given to others who recognized the great opportunity and responded in complete obedience with great generosity.